Hello, and thank you for tuning again today to this podcast. Today, I thought I would cover off a topic which always raises interesting debate when working with our clients, and that is, what is a personal brand, or how do you project your digital presence in the online world, and more importantly, why is it important? And I think if we roll back the years to when LinkedIn first came to market, everybody looked at LinkedIn as a way to find a job. It became the go-to place to kind of put your online CV. So everyone sort of projected this image, if you will, almost, you know, pre-hashtag filter, pre-Instagram, this image of why you were really good at your job and a great person to employ. Which wasn't necessarily the person that is actually you and what makes you. And if you now fast forward to today, all the first impression is typically going to be made online, or certainly they're going to be a huge part of it. If you're familiar with the Challenger sale process through Gartner CEB, where their research cites that typically 57% of the buying journey is conducted by a B2B purchaser of services before they engage with service provider, they will have an opinion, or be starting to form an opinion of the brand, of you, of your sales teams, your marketing teams, your HR teams, recruitment. It doesn't really matter. And it's how are you then influencing that decision-making process with your personal brand? How are you creating that first impression? And this is the same first impression that is created when you walk into a meeting room for the first time, when you meet a client or a prospect, or even internally. Is that first impression that you create in the first 10, 15, 20 seconds of meeting somebody exactly the same as that first impression that somebody gets of you when they meet you for the very first time online, as it were? And what I mean by this is that we all jump to conclusions. So I want you to pause, and I want you just to imagine for a moment that you're feeling a little unwell, a bit of an upset stomach, maybe a heavy night the night before, you've had something to eat, whatever it might be. But I just want you to just pause what you're doing and just sit there and go, I'm feeling a bit rough, I now want to go and see a doctor. And you are then presented with an image of two people. You have an image of a person who is dressed like a doctor, and you have an image of a person who is dressed like a punk rocker. Who is the first person that you would immediately go to in terms of, I want to go and talk to that person about helping me out with my stomach ache? I would suggest that the first person that you're going to go and talk to is the person who looks like a doctor, rather than the person who's dressed as a punk rocker. But actually, the person who's dressed as a punk rocker happens to be a leading gastroenterologist, and he or she is the leading expert in all things to do with upset stomachs. And the person who happens to be dressed as a doctor is somebody who's going to a fancy dress party dressed as a doctor. But the initial reaction, the initial first impression is that, well, you look like a doctor, so I'm going to go to you because I want to talk to a doctor. And this is exactly the same thing that happens when people look at you online. And this could be on your Facebook profiles, corporate or personal. This could be on your Instagram profiles, again, corporate or personal. LinkedIn, for sure. Twitter, if you're on WeChat, Snapchat, you know, across any social platform or anywhere where you have a social presence. I include your website on this. If you have your biographies on your website, so your corporate proprietary website, you know, is the impression that somebody gets of you when they read that for the first time actually who or what you are like as a person? I'm a great fan of a Swiss futurist called Gerd Leonhard, and he's written an amazing book called Technology Versus Humanity, and the introduction video of the book on YouTube, if you just look for Gerd Leonhard, Technology Versus Humanity, you can find it. He refers to that which cannot be digitized is where true value will be driven. And then he goes on to talk about the human-only traits. And human-only traits, you can't digitize. What makes you is what is unique about you. It's why people buy from you. It's why people engage and build relationships with you. He then goes on to say that we will buy products and services based on the experience that they provide us. So this is absolutely critical, that the experience that you are able to articulate, or the buying experience that you provide somebody in that face-to-face environment. As I said, it doesn't matter whether you work in marketing, sales, HR, operations, you're the chief executive of an organization. You all create an experience and a perception of why people buy into you, work with you, build relationships with you. And this needs to be articulated online and in that digital presence, so that that first impression that somebody makes of you online, you need to start guiding them. You need to start giving them your voice as to what makes you you and why you are unique. Start to bring out those human-only traits that give you the personality that makes you who you are. And you know, if we take LinkedIn, which is, you know, from a business to business perspective, that is the primary kind of touch point for most people. It's the primary touch point in terms of why people are, or rather where people are going to start to do their research. And by all means, this is only a framework. There is no right or wrong answer. The way that I present myself is going to be unique. The way that you present yourself is going to be unique. If you want to look at my profile on LinkedIn, just search for Alexander Lowe. You'll find me, or Alexander Lowe Social Selling. You'll find me, and you'll understand the approach that I have taken. But first and foremost, obviously, you want to have a nice photograph that represents who you are. But it represents who you are in terms of how you would be when you meet somebody for the first time. So if you happen to sell shirts, t-shirts, and flip-flops, then a picture of you in a shirt and t-shirt with flip-flops probably is the right thing to do, because that's what you sell. If you don't, then I would suggest that is the wrong thing for you to have as a photograph of yourself. So, you know, a decent, friendly corporate headshot, no cropped photographs where you've got someone's arm hanging around the side that is holding onto a wine glass or something. And you may laugh, but I've seen those photos before. You then need to move down to your headline, which is what appears just below your photograph. You will see on my profile, if you care to look at it, that I've got transforming analog to digital, because actually that's what I do. When people ask me what I do, when I introduce myself to organizations the first time, I help organizations move from the analog world into the digital world. That's what I do. Therefore, that's what I want to project when people, you know, meet me for the first time online. So think about, you know, when somebody asks what you do, that short introduction that you make to somebody, be it the pub, be it around the first time you meet a work colleague, the first time you meet somebody in a face-to-face environment. I doubt very much that you go, I'm an HR director, or I'm a sales director, or I'm a marketing director, or I'm a partner. You probably give a little bit more color to it, okay? So I get what you do as a sales director, but what is it that you actually do? You then move into the summary section. As a point of note here, please do not write your summary section in the third party. I doubt very much that when you meet somebody for the first time in a meeting, you refer to yourself in the third person. So why on earth would you do it in the online context? And your summary, again, is not your CV of achievements. It's why you're passionate about what you do, why you care about what you do, why you're interested in a particular vertical, why you're interested in the role that you operate in, sales, like marketing, HR, finance, legal, you know, it doesn't matter. If you have an interest and you're passionate about this, and again, this is adding color, adding that personal voice to your profile. So think about when you introduce yourself to somebody, when you're chatting around the dinner table, whatever it might be, this is what I do, this is why I'm interested, these are the sort of things that I get involved in. And again, you know, if you choose to look at my profile, you'll get a sense of, you know, I'm trying to bring my voice into the market. Then you need to move into or consider your CV section. And yep, this is absolutely more of a CV section. But, you know, if you work in sales, you don't talk about how you smash quota every month, because that's just going to put people off. You talk about how you partner with people, how you partner with your clients, why you partner with them, how you help solve business problems. Give examples of that, of where appropriate. You know, try and actually remove the word sales completely from your profile if you're able to, so that they don't think you're just there for the next, you know, the next commission check. And this needs to be reflected the whole way through all of your roles, you know, throughout your career. But you also need to think about the language that you are using. So if you sell into the tech sector, then maybe step away from the corporate speak and more into the tech jargon, because this will also help from a SEO, search engine optimization perspective, of when you're being looked for. But the key thing which so many people don't do is the call to action. Connect with me, send me an email, click here on this link on our website to find out more. And if you're going to put a link to driving to your website, do not put your homepage, because you will lose them. Drive them to a particular web page that you want to drive them to. Work with your marketing team. If there's any kind of marketing analytics behind that, then you can start to use that to map your customer buying journey. But whatever you do, have a call to action, but do not put the homepage of your website. Put them to the specific link of where you want to continue driving that person through. We then scroll through the profile, and you'll have skills and endorsements. It's an interesting one. I think these are now starting to become more relevant in terms of how LinkedIn is working its content marketing piece and surfacing content that is going to be of interest to you as a reader, but also it'll be start to be used as kind of the validation process as they move forward. Some of the clever tech that I've seen, that skills will become ever more important, so make sure your skills are the right skills for what you can actually do and deliver, rather than necessarily what you think you should be doing and delivering. Then you'll have your college, university, alma mater, whatever it might be. Again, if you're a Sales Navigator user, LinkedIn's latest addition to the new UX is that every account that you look at will start to find alumni from the schools and universities that you went to. So this is extremely powerful for the referral selling opportunity. And then as you scroll further down, the other critical thing is, of course, recommendations. And I don't mean recommendations from peer to peer, or, you know, from colleagues that you've worked with internally at other organizations. I mean recommendations from clients. So I was really happy to work with Bob because he and his team delivered a great service. I was really, Jane and her team were absolutely fantastic, were on time and under budget. Wouldn't hesitate in highly recommending them. This is the equivalent of your review on TripAdvisor. This is the equivalent of your review on Amazon. So if somebody is looking at you for the first time, you've got a nice content-rich profile, you've got a nice crossover in terms of connections, and then the buying groups that are looking at your profile can see other peers of theirs within their industry are writing public recommendations of you. This is going to be hugely powerful in terms of influencing decision-making processes around why you, over and above the competition, where the competition is just talking about the same old stuff, we're the biggest, we're the greatest, we're the best at what we do. It's kind of, so what? Everybody says that. Let's start to bring your personality to life with your voice. Now, what is interesting, if we refer to, you know, to my profile when I work with clients and our workshops, you know, sometimes my profile does divide opinion. It does divide opinion in terms of that first impression. But the point is that I potentially on LinkedIn alone got 546 million people I could work with. There's no way I could work with all of those people. So I want to create my voice, my personal brand, which is who I am. What you see is what you get. What you hear is what you get. I don't change my approach or my tone at all. If you buy into this, then you're buying to me and you're buying to my personal brand, which then means you'll reach out to me. You'll send an email, send a connection request. I heard this. I read that. I saw that. I like what I hear. I now want to find out more. Versus there'll be those of you that, well, you probably won't be listening to this podcast, but they may come across my profile. It doesn't land with them in terms of my approach and my style. Therefore, the chances are we'd probably never be able to work with each other anyway, because this is who I am and this is what you get. So you then need to look at editing your URL. So if you look at my profile, you'll see my URL is linkedin.com/in/AlexanderLowe. So this is, it's like having a digital haircut. It's just tidying things up. It's just making out that you actually care about your presence. Much like you'd go into a meeting with a clean suit and, you know, suit and tie or skirt and blouse, clean shoes. You wouldn't have laddered tights. You wouldn't have, you know, undone top button, whatever it might be. This is exactly the same principle in terms of your online digital self. You need to care about it. You need to care that you care about your upkeep of your presence. Then also, in terms of your contact information, make sure you've got your contact mobile telephone number, your contact work number, your email address, again, the website, but not the homepage, the specific website of where you want to go. Now, this is only available to your first degree connections, but it just means if they see you comment something, like something, and they think, oh, I want to get in touch, they can see your phone number there, they pick up the phone straight away. Just make it easy for your, you know, your clients, your prospects, your connections to get in touch with you. So this takes time, it is hard work, and you know what I suggest doing is, you know, have a pause, have a think about things. You know, by all means, if you want to draft your summary in Word document and you want to share it with me to review, so drop me, you know, connect with me on LinkedIn, or send me an email to alexander@social-experts.net, whatever, you know, I would be more than happy to have a look at your profiles, have a conversation, and you know, see where I believe there can be room for room for improvement based on the framework and the processes that we have, which we know work. You know, I genuinely, hand on heart, I'm getting 2 or 3 pieces of inbound a week now. Going, I saw that, I read that, I now want to have a further sales conversation. That doesn't mean the deal is done, far from it. I still have to walk the walk and I still have to go through a sales process. But what I have done by activating my personal brand through social and using the framework and the approach that we have created at Digital Leadership Associates, it means that when people are researching social selling, digital selling, sales transformation, whatever it might be, they come across me, they follow me, they listen to me, they watch me, they read my articles, they start to form an opinion. And then when they're ready to have that buying conversation, they then get in touch. So my pipeline is continually filled with people who are ready to have a conversation with me rather than me forcing the conversation upon them because I'm reaching out via a cold call or a cold email. So I just want you to remember that, you know, we all jump to conclusions. We all jump to those. That first impression really does count. And just how I guarantee that when you look at someone's LinkedIn profile, you will jump to a conclusion, you will make an immediate assumption on them, people are doing exactly the same to you and your team's profiles. So just bear that in mind. As ever, thank you very much for affording me the time to share my thoughts with you. If you've got anything that you'd like me to discuss, drop me a line, please do connect with me. Otherwise, until next time, good luck with building your personal brand.